There wasn't supposed to be an election for a statewide constitutional officer this year, but Democrats essentially foisted one following the sudden death of Republican Judy Bart Topinka after she'd won the 2024 election for comptroller, but before she'd been inaugurated. Here's a report on the expensive competitive race for comptroller, a race that could show who's winning the war of public opinion between Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan as they battle for the future of Illinois. Who knows what would have happened had Democrats held on to the governor's office in 2014. Instead, a Republican governor, Rauner, got to choose someone to fill the role a Republican had won.
I declare the office of comptroller to be vacant at this time. Pursuant to Article 5, Section 7 of the Constitution of 1970, I hereby appoint Leslie Munger to fill the vacancy.
Munger is a former Helene Curtis executive from Lincolnshire who'd lost a tight race for a seat in the Illinois House. Rather than let her keep the job of comptroller for the term's four full years, Democrats, who control the General Assembly, passed a law. The next statewide election, there'd be a special contest to choose who will get the job for the final two. Which brings us to today. Munger's trying to fend off a challenge from Democrats' nominee, Chicago City Clerk Susana Mendoza, a former state legislator. All for an office that, well, some people have probably never heard of, let alone know what it does, which is to write the state's checks. Illinois' treasurer invests the money, the comptroller disperses it. Given that Illinois doesn't actually have enough money to pay all of its bills, the role's taken on an elevated importance. The stack of overdue bills is high, $9.76 billion, and growing. The comptroller doesn't have a ton of leeway on that. State law puts some bills at the top of the stack, lawsuits require others be paid, and the comptroller has no official role in developing or passing a budget. Still, there's some wiggle room. But how do you make that matter to voters? Both candidates have latched onto something they think may resonate. Here's the idea Munger unveiled this summer at the state fair.
I'm introducing legislation, which I am calling No Budget, No Pay. Here's the way it works. If the General Assembly and the governor can't agree and pass a budget, then they don't get paid. It's just that simple. No retroactive pay either.
But there's a hitch. The legislation would actually have to be in the form of a constitutional amendment, which will take at least a couple of years. Until that happens, which is unlikely, neither the comptroller or any other official has the power to suspend lawmakers' pay, period. Former Governor Pat Quinn tried it. He ordered legislators not get paid until they passed a pension overhaul, and the court said, uh-uh. The Constitution explicitly says legislators' pay cannot be diminished midterm. Further, there's a question of the separation of powers. The executive, legislative, and judicial branches are supposed to be equal. One branch can't hold pay over the other's heads. Munger herself basically admitted this in a debate with WTTW.
We all saw what happened when Governor Quinn tried to stop paying the legislators.
Still, Munger has found a way around this. Legislators are getting paid. They're just getting their paychecks months after the fact. In essence, she's put them at the bottom of that stack of overdue bills. Here's Munger again, back at the state fair.
I've heard a lot of complaints about this, and I'm probably never going to win a popularity contest among the legislators in Springfield. But you know, that's okay. I'm okay with that, because it's the right thing to do.
Of course, the popularity contest she's trying to win is the public one, the election. But Munger didn't take that step to withhold paychecks right away. Illinois was without a budget for 10 months before she delayed legislators' pay. Mendoza, during that WTTW debate, said Munger waited too long.
I would continue that policy. What I object to is the fact that she waited until election time to come find religion on this issue.
I did not wait until election time. I waited until April.
And she chose by her own admission to continue to pay politicians and herself before paying social service providers.
Mendoza says it was an election time stunt, one that she's seized on to. Here's one of her ads.
Do you know what the comptroller does?
Control stuff?
Yeah, your tax dollars. Comptroller can make sure that the politicians in Springfield are the last to get paid when they don't pass a budget.
You can do that?
I can, and I will.
Mendoza says the power of the comptroller's office is in prioritizing what bills to pay. And recently, Munger sent out checks worth millions in bonuses to non-union state employees. The comptroller says she had no choice. She pays what state agencies submit. But Mendoza says Munger could have asked departments to split the bonuses from workers' regular paychecks and then put the bonuses at the back of the line. There are other issues in the race, too. Munger accuses Mendoza of double-dipping, as she was a state representative and a Chicago City employee at the same time. Mendoza seized a Munger mishap with math. When a reporter gave each candidate a pop quiz, Mendoza aced it. Munger flubbed basic multiplication questions. And each woman has done her best to bring down the other by tying her to a bigger and less beloved name in Illinois politics. Mendoza says Munger has abetted Governor Rauner in shoving Illinois' budget to the crisis point. After all, he not only appointed Munger, Rauner's funneled millions of dollars into her campaign. Here's Mendoza.
By every measurable account, the state of Illinois is doing worse than we were 2 years ago. They were supposed to make it better, and you have helped them make it worse.
While Comptroller Munger says Mendoza is the darling of unions and of Speaker Madigan.
In the 10 years that she was in the legislature, she voted for unbalanced budgets. We had $30 billion in unfunded pension liabilities before they took 2 years of pension holidays. And we ended up with $75 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. All of these things collectively now are creating the financial crisis we have today.
Both candidates say those attacks are unwarranted and cite their independence. Despite all of the money that's been poured into the race, the last polls, albeit they are somewhat outdated now, show a large number of voters still undecided. Neither Munger nor Mendoza have heavy name recognition, and with voters paying attention to the presidential race, maybe something local, how many people are really fixated on the contest for a strange-sounding fiscal office? Which is why the race has been largely described as a proxy war between Governor Rauner and Speaker Madigan. It's a contest where voters may be less prone to cast a ballot based on personality and more based on party. Whoever wins will be under plenty of constraints in attempting to manage the state's drained checking account, but she will also have the ability to do so in a fashion that could make life harder or easier for Governor Rauner. I'm Amanda Vinicky.